All right, 7-Eleven at WFMD. My partner in crime, the morning mayor, has checked out for 2 days. He is in sunny South Carolina. I don't know if it's sunny there right now, but he's playing golf. Playing 18 rounds today as he has his annual golf trip planned with his fellowship family, and we'll welcome him back on Monday. All right, are you working more these days? 44% of Americans are working a second job, a 13% increase relative to the Trump administration, according to LendingClub.com. LendingClub has published this report. They say that the desire to work longer hours at a second job comes as Biden's 40-year high inflation has cost Americans an average of $5,200 a year in 2022, or $433 per month on the average, according to Bloomberg. Yeah, let's pause right there, because inflation, I don't know about you, but my grocery bill has risen significantly, and it's now to the point where, you know, the rising cost in groceries, I'm making concerted efforts to get certain kinds of brands, not so much brand names, but I'm looking more at the value. I know I'm shopping at Costco for more things. You know, my wife, case in point, where we're looking at cost cutting, like sandwich bags when I'm bringing my lunch. I urge her not to get the cheap sandwich bags, because sometimes you can't get the bags open and they lock and they break. I'm talking about probably bags made in China from the dollar store. So I'm urging her to get like Ziploc bags, which are significantly more. So the price difference between the generic and the brand name products, whatever product you want to insert in there, you know, is $3 to $4 higher. Breitbart News said in November that the IRS warned workers that they will be forced to report income over $600. One good thing that I noted is, I told you before, from time to time, I'll do a little DoorDash to make a little more money. Well, the federal government was talking about looking at the fact that, you know, DoorDash is employs a bunch of independent contractors. They wanted those companies like Uber and DoorDash to make people employees, where they would have to pay them medical insurance. It effectively would have put Uber and DoorDash out of business, but they said that is no longer on the table, and that's good for people like me and millions of other people around America that have to do that to supplement their income. More on this Lending Club report that revealed more people are working second jobs. They also revealed that 62% of Americans, including 48% of high-income consumers, are living paycheck to paycheck. And that is up 2% from last month. And again, we're starting to see increases. People are working harder. And what is working harder going to do? It's going to make people live shorter lives, because with working harder comes increased stress. Increased stress begets more cardiac events, heart disease, cancer, and stuff like that. When you're working harder, you're less likely to pay attention to your physical well-being. To round out this report, the report polled 4,125 U.S. consumers. And granted, you know, we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of people, but I think that's a pretty decent sample size for the numbers that we're talking about. And I think we can make the general assumption that when you're talking to over 4,000 people, that does kind of take the temperature of the pulse of America when you're looking at working more, making less, and inflation just draining our bank accounts. 7:15 at WFMD. Let's check sports. It's baseball opening day.
9:30 WFMD sports update.
All right, and with baseball opening day, we're going to see new rules in effect. There are clocks at stadiums to hurry pitchers and hitters. There are restrictions on defensive shifts for fielders. The full slate of 15 games includes matchups at Dodger Stadium, Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, and Yankee Stadium. The Orioles open on the road at the aforementioned Fenway Park against the Red Sox. The Nationals are at home to take on the Atlanta Braves. Minor league baseball players have reached a historic initial collective bargaining agreement with baseball. on Wednesday, which will more than double player salaries. Then a series of tweets late Tuesday. For now, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson defending his injury history and explaining the fact that he didn't travel with the team to Cincinnati for the AFC wildcard playoff game against the Bengals. It's 7:16 at WFMD and WFMD.com. 7:18 at WFMD. Ryan Hedrick with you on a Thursday morning. I want to go out to a member of the Driving Force, Cliff. We were talking about train derailments earlier in the show, and we reported that in Raymond, Minnesota, there's been another train derailment that's forced the evacuation of that little town. This, of course, goes to the several train derailments we've seen in North Dakota, Pittsburgh, and most notably East Palestine, Ohio, a couple of months ago. Cliff, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Ryan. And my question is, I wonder if any of this could be sabotage. I mean, literally intentional sabotage, whether it's by people who work in the industry, you know, who would be in a position to know how to derail trains, or people outside of the industry. I simply note that sabotage of rail has been a so-called guerrilla tactic. It was certainly big in World War I, World War II, et cetera. And until now, I've never even wondered whether it was a possibility. I don't really know what made me think about it, but at some point, I have to start wondering if there's some sort of low-grade guerrilla war going on in the United States that we're not aware of, that maybe, you know, or maybe it's just a figment of my imagination. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think you raise a great point. You're a critical thinker, which I appreciate. And, you know, this goes along to a story that was buried last year during the rail strike. Remember how the Biden administration averted a rail strike with the last-minute agreement with the unions across the country? I wonder if there's any correlation between dissatisfied railroad workers' unions across the country and these rail strikes, because I don't know about you, and I don't know how old you are, Cliff, but I've never seen a frequency. We've seen train derailments in the past, but we've never seen the frequency at which they're happening. They seem to be happening at least every other day right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Railroad workers are part of critical infrastructure. There's no question about that. And so are other public service employees like police, fire, teachers. And I have to wonder, you know, when it comes to bargaining and it comes to strikes and stuff, we see what's happening in France. France is being paralyzed by strikes right now.
Right.
And I have to wonder if the United States is sort of headed in that direction, or if we're already experiencing it, we just don't realize it, or it's not being reported. I don't want to be an alarmist. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist, but I have to wonder if stuff like that is going on.
Cliff, that's a great point. I have to run. Thank you so much for checking in this morning. I appreciate you listening. Yep. Cliff on the phone line, 7:21 at WFMD, and he's right. I mean, and one of the things that the mainstream media has kind of instilled in us is this quiet sense of, are we a conspiracy theorist? If we're not thinking critically for ourselves, we must be a conspiracy theorist, and we must be espousing some type of far right theory that nobody else is thinking about. But what he's saying, what Cliff is saying, there's something to this. There is something to this. I mean, again, Raymond, Minnesota today for a train derailment. We saw one in North Dakota a couple of days ago. Butler County, Pennsylvania 7 days ago. East Palestine. There's been several other train derailments. Trust me. If you just Google train derailments, you'll come up with a lot of stories in a short amount of time. There's something to that for sure. It's 7:22 at WFMD.